I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a question for you, Sal.
Yeah.
So right now, the Mets are two games behind the Atlanta Braves.
Same as where we left on Friday.
Correct. No blood. Two games in front of the San Francisco Giants.
Mm-hmm.
When this banger of a stretch is over for your Mets, will they be closer to the Braves or further behind the Giants?
I don't think the Giants are going to catch the Mets. I think the Mets will probably be similar to where they're at right now. I think the Mets are better. And again, you know, I'm not watching the Giants every night, but I'm going based off of the scores and some stuff that you see and what we thought it could be preseason. I think the Mets are better than everybody else that's behind them, but I'm not certain that they're as good as... Well, I know they're not as good as the teams in front of them, but the question is, in a year where the Braves have been vulnerable, at least to a certain extent this year, can the Mets ratchet it up a notch to catch Atlanta? I think the Diamondbacks and Padres are gone. I think Atlanta's the one team. But here's the problem, BT.
Mm-hmm.
We sat here last Monday, I believe, and talked about, because they were coming off the road trip last Monday. And we said, all right, I'm not worried about the 4-6 road trip. This team will respond. They've responded all year. I was a little more worried about the Braves and how well that they played. But the Braves are going to take on the Giants for four games and then the Angels. And the Mets are taking on the A's and the Marlins. And I said, the Mets need to be in front of Atlanta. And I expect them to be in front of Atlanta after this week. And they're not. They're still in the same spot.
Yep.
So when the Mets play the A's and Marlins at home, and the Braves take on the Giants and Angels on the road, and the Mets don't gain any ground, hard to say that at the end of this road trip, the Mets are going to gain ground on the Braves. But I don't think that they're going to falter to where the Giants or anybody else behind them catches them.
I think they could. I really do. I mean, it's like the Mets went 1-5 against the A's and the Marlins, but 3-3 is just, it's not good enough.
Should
at this
have been
point.
4-2. They blew that game yesterday. When are they going to realize that Reed Garrett isn't it? Goodness. I mean, Reed Garrett has been a horrible reliever his entire life. This year, because he starts out the year as an all-star and he's pitching well for a little bit, it's like, oh, Reed Garrett. He stinks. He can't throw a strike. Enough of Reed Garrett. My God. Why can't they realize that? You want to take a chance on somebody else or get beat with other guys? Fine. I'm so sick and tired of them relying on Reed Garrett to be a high leverage guy. He's not. All due respect, I'm not trying to pick on the guy, but come on. Look at his career.
Respect. He's stank.
All due respect, his ERA is why career is a 6. And they're putting him in a one-run game or a tie game.
Does he deserve
the guy can't throw a strike.
Does he deserve respect with that ERA?
Good God. I'm yelling
respect.
From the Cadillac Club.
Who are you kidding? All due respect.
Well, I'm
who is
not trying
this
to pick on the guy personally.
It's not. It's just baseball.
Yeah, he shouldn't be a major leaguer. I'm yelling from the Cadillac Club.
Here we go. Now he's coming back.
Throw a strike. Throw a strike. What's the worst that they could do? I can't stand the free passes. It's going to kill you. And it has with the match. Just throw a strike, for goodness sake.
We do this all the time, and we like to take these little increments. We're going to do it again now with your Mets. All right. So, tonight, no off day, nothing to regenerate from. Right back to it. Here goes Baltimore at City. And then it's 4 at San Diego. God.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's 3 at Arizona.
Okay.
So it's 10. 3 with the Orioles, 4 with the Pods, 3 with the Diamondbacks. What do you think they will do, and what do you think, bare minimally, they need to do? I could go first if you want to cut up the numbers here.
I got it.
Okay.
I think they're going to go 5-5.
All right, you think they're going to go 5-5, and what's the bare minimum acceptance for them to stay afloat here?
Well, I think 5-5 will keep them afloat.
Same answer?
I probably think 4-6 will keep them afloat.
Okay.
Now, what they need to do if they want to be in the playoffs, you got to probably go 6-4.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, at some point, you can't just be, we'll take 5-5, tread water when you're behind. If they were up... Okay, let's say the Mets were two games up of the Braves right now. You go 5-5, and maybe you lose some ground, you take it. You'd be even at the end of this.
And they would have been if they would have handled the A's and the Marlins better. That's the problem here. Now you don't have a lot of room.
Do you know the number one thing that bothers me about the Mets this season?
That they're not that good?
Wasted opportunity. No, because I don't think anybody else is either. If the Mets were somewhat competent over the last month, They would be battling for the division lead right now. The Phillies are trying to give the NL East away. They're begging and pleading for somebody to come take it. Not even the Braves can take it. They had it to within 5 games. They're back to 7. The Mets were looking at it, could get it to 6. If they were just playing competent baseball here, they'd have that thing down to 4 or 5, you know, 4 or 5 games.
I understand that, and I really do. Like, the Mets have been fighting this year, and I respect that. I truly do. There's no punchline coming, but don't you think part of the reason why the Mets haven't been able to take advantage of the Phillies tripping all over themselves is because the Mets just aren't good enough.
Yeah, understood, but they could have done other things to be even better. But whatever, okay, they didn't do that, that's fine. Yeah, but that's a frustrating thing. So your point was what? That you don't.
Well, I was just curious what you thought, because we did this with the previous games, like what you, when they went out to Colorado, what you think that they'll do and what you would deem unacceptable in terms of these 10 games here. See,
I think unacceptable is anything less than
3-7.
Yeah, anything less than 4-6 is like 4-6 is pushing it.
Uh-huh.
The only reason why you get lenient is because you know you take it on the Padres and Diamondbacks. But still, you want to be a playoff team. Those are playoff teams. Like there's not going to be any backing in. As down as baseball may be overall, you're not going to be able to back into the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, not in the National League. I mean, I haven't paid that much attention to the American League as far as the wild card goes because the bottom feeders don't matter. The Yankees are going to get top spot if not the division. So, but there's not going to be any backing in. I don't even think they could be backing into the postseason in the American League. You're going to have to earn your spot this year. May not be top heavy, but the medium teams are good enough to where you're not going to get a bad team in. You may get an average team in, or you know, 500 team in. You're not going to get a bad team in the postseason, so the Mets are going to have to earn it. So 4-6, 5-5, that's treading water. It's not just not good enough.
You know, listen, now I know that it wouldn't sound this way on the station. Like, just say the Mets go 2-8. And I don't even think they'll I don't even think they'll do that.
Ooh.
I think 3-7 or 4-6. I think they'll be under 500 here, but I don't think they're going 2-8. They're not going 1-9, not losing 10 straight. But like, if they went 2-8, this station will be on fire. Met fans will be out of their minds. All the hosts who love the Mets will be
good.
Absolutely. I think that then that will be it. I think that Met fans would concede. It's over. We stink.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Knowing that it's over, I don't think it would bother me that much just because it's like, all right, well, whatever. They gave it a valiant effort. It is what it is. They ran out of gas. They just eventually.
I'm going to hold you to this based on the optics. If they were to go 2-8, like you know, if they're all blowing leads, I'm not saying that you would go, but I think like a lot of the people who believe the Mets still are good enough to do something, I think that resignation would come across.
Right.
And when you resign,
2-8, if they go 2-8, it's over.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to actually pay deposit. Now, let me just finish that first thought though. When you start to subscribe to resignation, it comes out, depending upon your personality, it could either be very, like, accepting, like, you know, hey, what are you going to do? I mean, we really weren't built to it. Or you could just turn to a nutball. So that's why I say this. Would be nuts. WFN would be nuts. But even if you did go 2-8, you know you have on the end of that road trip?
What?
You got the White Sox. And if you sweep the, I know the Yankees didn't sweep the White Sox, but if you sweep the White Sox, I don't know that the damage would be irreparable to a 2-8. It would look horrible. It would feel horrible in real time. But if you win 3 straight, like, I think that the Mets are still hanging around the last week of the season. The problem is they haven't shown us lately that they are really good enough to beat good teams, and they're not handling the bad teams the way they should lately. So that's why I think they fall short.
And even if it's a game they give away in Anaheim, a game they give away at home against the A's or the Marlins, those games, and now you start to add up, now it's not just a game, it's 3 games, they make all the difference of the world here. If you were to ask me the one thing that I want, and by the way, so if you throw in those White Sox games, you know, the Mets go 8-5 over the next 13, you'd take that. But anyway, the one thing that I want is for the Mets to be within striking distance, let's say 2 games or fewer, or ahead, fine, but I need the Mets to be within striking distance of Atlanta going in those final 6 games of the year.
Yep.
I want revenge on 2022. I know it's not the same as the division, but still, knocking them out of the postseason, knocking Atlanta out of the postseason, would at least make me feel a little bit better and get some revenge on that.
I get it.
So I want the Mets within striking distance, meaning 2 games or fewer, to the final 6 games of the year, 3 at Atlanta, 3 at Milwaukee.
Understood.
That's all that I want.
I don't blame you. I mean, you want a little blood here. The crazy thing, though, is like you think about the 2020, you said it's not the same team, and you're right, but the 2024 Mets, think about who pitched down there. It was Bassett, I believe, the last game.
Yeah.
Chris Bassett definitely pitched a game. DeGrom and Scherzer.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
Yeah, right. It's a little different team. Manager's not here anymore. Still the same core.
As we've discussed 1,000,010 times.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to the Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.